to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're talking 55 to 60 million tourism dollars for Kansas City. Rick Hughes, president of the Convention and Visitors Association, says that's not including any of the advertising the city gets for just hosting tonight's Summer Classic. And while it's not necessarily an immediate impact, he's hoping tourists will remember the city.
Does anybody really know where the Major League Baseball played the All-Star game in 2008? But they probably don't remember that, but they're certainly going to remember those images as they pop up on different media outlets, and we think that that'll resonate in their minds and hopefully will put their feet in order to come consider us in the future.
Talking with Krista Claus on the KMBZ Business Channel, Hughes says already more than 10,000 hotel room nights have been booked and we'll get final numbers next week.
That's reporter Kara Markser commenting on the financial benefit Kansas City received from hosting this year's All-Star Game as millions of tourism dollars flooded into the town. National League beat the American League 8-0. Welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the top 10 hot hits in Talk Radio for the week ending Friday the 13th. Folks at Talkers.com, which is the premier publication in the talk radio industry, monitors talk radio and therefore determines this list. And this week, Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is at number 10. Number 9 on the countdown, the divorce of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Here are our hosts, Carrie Dozer and Chuck Paul, talking about the reports on how Katie Holmes secretly planned to get away from Tom.
It struck us all as weird when Tom jumped up and down on the couch, and then when they had Suri, and then they got married all in the Irish castle. And I mean, it was bizarro.
Some say weird. I say incredibly fake.
Okay. We all have our own opinion.
Yeah.
But details are now coming out about how Katie Holmes got away with it, because let's face it, this would be hard to pull off. You've got Tom Cruise, you know, arguably the biggest celebrity, if not one of the top five in Hollywood right now. You've got Katie Holmes. You've got a daughter involved. And by all accounts, Tom Cruise has like a crew, like a staff of people who follow him around and take notes, and apparently take notes on Katie as well. Because the LA Times had an article that just came out late last night that said that Katie Holmes had to get a disposable cell phone just to make phone calls so that she could prep the way to break the news to Tom that she was leaving.
Right.
She had to go to a friend and say, can you go and get me a Cricket prepaid cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
I will not program any of the numbers in. I'll write them down on a little piece of paper and put them in my wallet. Lawyer one, lawyer two, lawyer three, and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, by the way, I don't have any sympathy for her. I mean, you make a deal with the devil to pay your dues. And I'm not saying that Tom Cruise is necessarily a bad guy, but I think Katie knew what she was signing up for. As a matter of fact, Even if you don't buy into my theory that they agreed to a contract, a Hollywood contract that was to try to make him look straight and to try to get her career to a point where it needed to be,
mm-hmm.
and then, by the way, it didn't get there, and I guess that he was, you know, almost tyrannical mm-hmm. in the way that he treated her. Just because it didn't get there, I still think that there was this, I'm signing up for something that I don't, at my core values, believe in.
In my heart, this doesn't feel right.
Right, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to further my career, and so this sounds like a good business deal. You know, that's my impression.
Yeah.
That's my impression of what occurred. That's what a lot of people's impressions were. And so she got to a point where it sounds like he was so controlling of her that she had to sneak around just to get away from him. It was sort of like sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That part makes me uncomfortable, and while I agree she did the right thing in getting out, I'm not so tough on her because I realized she was 28 when this whole thing started, 26. I know she probably figured, hey, this is going to be good for my career. She probably also thought it was fun. Biggest star in Hollywood is like all over you and all about you, and all of a sudden people are taking your picture. And if you're in that business, that seems good, right? That's what you feed off of. And she grew up. You know, she finally got everything that she quote-unquote wanted, right? All of the material stuff was there. And she looked around and she said, I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
I hate everything about this. How do I start getting away? And so slowly, she put a little distance, put a little more distance, then put a lot of distance, and then went so far as to get a phony cell phone.
Up next, one of our congressmen is missing, plus the latest on Syria and the new controversy involving the Olympics. All up next year when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, ZoneAlarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that ZoneAlarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Kathy Drake, Army Nurse Corps.
I'm an operating room nurse. I thought we really did well. Chris and Pyongyang, we were set up in a Russian medical school, so we had private operating rooms. Beautiful. When you think back, we just did everything just like we did in the States. When we were taken out of Korea, I was at that time, we were sent back to Japan. And then I came back to Korea. There it was the same thing, but that was an all tent operation. There we had one big tent for the operating room, and we had seven tables that we were running. So you're really working fast to keep the, when you have a big push on, you have all those casualties, and you're working as fast as you can. And then when the push is over, you know, then there's the idle time. There's not much to do.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Talk Radio in Review. Doug Steffen here, moving to number 8 on the countdown. Congressman Jesse Jackson's curious medical leave of absence. Here's host Geraldo Rivera talking to Juan Williams about the rumors and speculation on the reason the congressman has disappeared.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson is denying reports that his son, Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., 47 years old, who's been away from Congress for a month, is recovering from a suicide attempt. I don't know anyone who knows more about the inside workings of Washington and what's going on there than Juan Williams, Fox News political analyst, my pal, colleague. Hi, Juan. What do you know? Anything?
No, I mean, everybody is buzzing about this, and they've been buzzing about it for the last 2 weeks, Geraldo. Initially, it came out that he was suffering from some serious illness and had taken an extended leave to try to recover, and then people were talking about cancer, you know, they didn't believe the exhaustion thing. And then the suicide business came out, and it plays into the ongoing, you know, scandal, if you will, where you'll recall this in detail, you know, the governor of Illinois,
Blagojevich,
now in jail, you know, that whether or not, in fact, there was a quid pro quo in which Jesse Jackson Jr. was offering money and a deal to Blagojevich in order to get President Obama's former Senate seat, which, I mean, is a whole mess. But anyway, and that whether or not he feels that his whole career has been ruined as a result, and he'll never go any farther than he has.
I know the House Ethics Committee is investigating him, but, you know, when you think back, you know, lost chances, and we all have times, moments in our life where we wish we took that other road that we did not. You know, the day before Blagojevich's scandal broke, Jesse Jackson Jr. was the wunderkind. He was going to be the Senate, the probable Senate replacement for President Obama when the president ascended to the White House. He was young, and he was going to surpass his famous and eloquent father, the civil rights icon, as controversial as that is. But Jesse Jackson Jr. had everything going for him, and then now he is stopped in his tracks, and maybe they'll find some stuff.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, what's going on in Syria? Here, host Jerry Jamison talks to Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina about Russia's involvement in Syria and if the senator believes it's time we become more involved.
Things there still out of control, the violence continuing, UN calling for the peace plan presented by Envoy Kofi Annan. Where do you stand with what needs to be done there?
Jerry, a difficult situation. I think that it's safe to say that we're supportive and encourage and demand that Bashar Assad stop killing Syrians. We're totaled over about 13,000 now civilians that have been killed by the Assad government. Unfortunately, Kofi Annan's success up to this point has been zero. And until we get Russia to sign on to any effort, I think we're going to continue to see the genocide of Syrians. I would like to see the United States and other countries come out and demand that when this is over, Bashar Assad and other Syrian leaders will be tried as war criminals.
Summer Olympics number 6 on the countdown. From ABC, Diane Sawyer and Sharon Alfonsi talk about the athletes' uniforms made in China.
The official uniform of the U.S. Olympic team has been unveiled. And while all of us love Team USA, not everybody applauded the new look. Though what caught our eye here at World News was the label. The U.S. uniforms were made in China? How can it be? Sharon Alfonsi and our Made in America team set out to get answers.
They are the pride of America, Team USA. And for the opening ceremonies in London, they'll proudly be wearing red, white, and blue, classic American style by Ralph Lauren. But just how American is it? We sent our producer Carlos and intern Catherine to get outfitted in the opening ceremony uniform.
You look dashing!
Thank you very much.
And then we dug in, looking at the label.
Made in China. This is China.
China! And the shoes?
Made in China.
Every item in those uniforms, made overseas.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a disgrace. I think it's a national disgrace, if anything.
Just like all of our Olympians should need to be American, our uniforms should be made in America.
So your reaction when I tell you that that outfit, top to bottom, none of it's made in America?
I'm shocked.
Nanette Lepore is one of the country's top fashion designers.
Could we have outfitted our Olympians head to toe in American-made products? Is that realistic?
Absolutely.
Lepore says American manufacturers could have easily made our athletes' uniforms here and for less money.
Why shouldn't we have pride not only in the American athletes, but in the American manufacturers and laborers who are the backbone of our country? What's wrong? Why was that not a consideration?
So we reached out to Ralph Lauren and the Olympic Committee to ask. The committee responded, the U.S. Olympic team is privately funded, and we're grateful for the support of our sponsors. We're proud of our partnership with Ralph Lauren, an iconic American company. Not exactly an answer, but American manufacturers insist, like our athletes, they can compete.
Coming up, the debate over voter ID laws and the latest on the Penn State scandal here on the Talk Radio Weekly Review.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Way is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, number five on the countdown, voter ID laws. Here's host Joel Riley with attorney Horace Cooper about Attorney General Holder's speaking out against the voter ID laws.
They're lobbying against voter ID on one hand, but when he spoke at the NAACP conference yesterday, you needed ID, picture ID, to get in to see him speak. A little hypocritical, do you think?
Oh, more than a little hypocritical. This is precisely what we've been pointing out. This isn't the law. This isn't the way that the Supreme Court, when they upheld this policy in 2006, intended for the Justice Department to operate. And this is about political pandering. It seriously is more to do with saying to the black community, since your 14.4% unemployment rate's been so abysmal, since we haven't done anything about the fact that so many of you lost your houses, since so many of you lost your savings, we don't have any agenda for you, but we're going to rile you up and get you under the false impression that Republicans or conservatives or the American people generally are doing what they can to prevent your vote from counting, when this is the very tool to make sure that all votes are counted.
It's interesting to me because he and many other people call having an ID a poll tax. What is the argument behind that? I mean, you're a smart guy. Walk me through that.
Okay. What they want to claim is that anything of any kind that costs you a dollar or $5 that interfaces between the time you cast your vote operates as a poll tax.
Okay.
If I don't have a polling site at my house, the fact that it's going to cost me to get to the polling site is, in their argument, a poll tax. If I mail my application in and have to put a 39-cent stamp on it, it operates as a poll tax using their logic. Anything that operates as a cost prior to casting a vote, in their mind, does this. The difference with a voter ID card is it prevents someone else from casting a vote and causing your vote not to count.
Number four on the countdown, Penn State scandal. Host Keith Larson talking about the just-released investigation report claiming Joe Paterno and other Penn State officials didn't just cover up Sandusky's crime. They allowed them, the crimes, to continue for years.
Are you surprised? Gee, it turns out, after an investigation by the former FBI director, that's who Penn State hired to, you know, on a come clean, we're going to investigate ourselves kind of thing. And this report is just, it doesn't flinch, I mean, from the sound of it. The Penn State administration leaders, Joe Paterno, the university president, showed a total disregard for the safety and welfare of Jerry Sandusky's victims. The most powerful men at Penn State failed to take any steps for 14 years. Calling out, this report did, Joe Paterno, ex-president Graham Spanier, the athletic director, the former senior VP, The investigation concluded that the senior officials concealed critical facts relating to Sandusky's child abuse because they were worried about bad publicity.
All right, so who's surprised by that?
And I'll tell you what. Jerry Sandusky is, I mean, he's the criminal, the core criminal. Jerry Sandusky's sick. These other guys are sicker. These other guys are evil. These other guys are vile. There is, I'm not saying this in a way that you let somebody off. I'm not saying not guilty by a reason of he's sick. I'm just saying there is clearly a piece of Jerry Sandusky that is not right. He's got some twisted pedophilia sickness. And he's going to get a lot of prison time, as he should, to think about that. These university officials, just thinking about themselves, just thinking about the university, just thinking about the endowment, just thinking about the foundation, just thinking about the alumni, just thinking about the money in the football program, thinking about enrollment, thinking about tickets. That is a different kind of sick.
Penn State scandal, the fourth most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. So let's start at number 10 again, Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The Cruz Holmes divorce, number 9. Jesse Jackson's absence, number 8. Sirius 7. Olympics 6. Voter ID 5. Penn State scandal, number 4. So we'll hop on to numbers 3, 2, and 1 in just a few moments here on the countdown.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour presenting all 10 of the top talk radio countdown items for the week ending Friday the 13th. Number 3 in the countdown, the discussion continuing on Obamacare. Here's host Paul W. Smith with Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan. They talk about why the House bothered this week to waste another $14 million to get rid of Obamacare.
Yeah, some people are saying, why? Why are they doing this? Isn't this like the 33rd time the House has shown its disapproval of Obamacare, this what has been called the signature domestic achievement? Signature domestic achievement? The signature domestic achievement of President Barack Obama from 2 years ago. But what do you say to people who say, here we go, theater, politics, what's the point? You know it'll never be brought up in the Democrat-controlled Senate.
Well, that is absolutely correct. We do not expect them to bring it up. There'll be a lot of talk about it. But I think it focuses again on exactly what the people said in the last election, that they didn't want this. They made a massive changeover here in Congress because of that. They're still very much concerned about it. Majority lack of support for Obamacare or the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Reform Act, as it was called. And I think ultimately the signature results of this is worsening of the economy. 800,000 jobs have been lost due to this. This is the largest tax increase in the history of the United States, and what many of us said, I know I said during the last campaign, subsequent to the passage of this bill, that this was going to be the largest tax increase in the history of the United States, the Supreme Court agreed with. And though five justices ruled that it was constitutional to put this mandate on people as a tax, not as a, under the Commerce Clause, but as a tax, four of them categorically said this was an abuse of power. This was something that the Congress shouldn't do. And so I think there's a mixed feeling out there, but bottom line is this isn't working, and it's going to cost us health care, and it's going to cost us more, and it's worth taking action on, at the very least showing people what could be done if they make the proper vote this coming November.
And to back it up, here's what some talk radio callers had to say, weighing in on the House's vote to repeal Obamacare.
The amount of time spent is not a waste of time, because it highlights to the American people to start disparity between the two main parties' positions regarding health care. But on the other hand, I think what the Democrats should do is to correct or rectify the problems with the Accountable Care Act is simply offer a bill to allow every single person in the United States to buy in to whatever plans are available to any federal employee within the geographic locality that they reside. And that's it. And that would simply, and you could substitute that for the American Care, the Accountability Care Act, and provide access to dozens of millions of people who right now cannot afford care.
I'm in favor of repealing it 100%. And I believe it will be repealed when the Republicans keep control of the House, get control of the Senate, which I believe, and take the White House.
I think a vote is stupidity. It's wasting people's time and wasting taxpayers' money. This, it has no chance of passing. Also, the question was against Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. They are against anything that's going to help the majority of the American people. If you look at it, they are benefiting off the health care. I am a taxpayer. I pay for their health care. I pay for Dick Cheney's 5 heart transplant. Can you imagine that these people who we are paying their health care, it's like if you have a business and you are paying for your employees' health care, but you don't have it, and you are subject to go bankrupt. Basically, what they are doing is saying they are just trying to oppose everything that President Obama is doing.
Both political parties are marinated in insurance industry money. The bill, this law, was written by the insurance industry and supported by the insurance industry. In the Senate Finance Committee, it was written by insurance industry lobbyists. And I agree this bill ought to be repealed, but the insurance industry ought to be wiped out and replaced with one payer, one Medicare for all payer. Get rid of the private, all of these different payers, all these private insurance companies. And most of the Western world understands this. They've gone to a single payer system, gotten rid of the insurance companies, and they've controlled, that's how you control costs. Dr. Marcia Angel, former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, says single payer is the only way to control costs, cover everyone, and save lives.
This leads us up to number 2, the president's tax cut extension proposal, up next here on The Countdown.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. It's
the
worst.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals could continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles packaged regularly, $137.97. Goodyear offer good for July 28th. Shoppies and exclusions apply. See store for detail.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
The big hot hits, yes, talk radio, talk television in review. We're up to the number two item this week, the president's plan to extend the Bush-era tax cuts. Host Mark Reardon with Congressman Lacey Clay of Missouri about why he supports Obama's plan.
What's your position on what the president said? I'm assuming that you're in support of what he says. You think that we should pass this extension now, if it is even politically possible? I mean, that's a separate question, but what do you think about that idea, about extending the Bush tax cuts now, dealing with those over $250,000 a year later?
Well, I think it raises the stakes, and it gets us to a point where we can have a serious discussion before we have a meltdown. I mean, with the deficit and the debt ceiling and all of that coming to a head, and of course, maybe this will get us into a serious discussion about reforming our tax code, about making it fair. I know that in my district, this would extend the cuts to 98% of the taxpayers in the first congressional district. So, I mean, to 99.5% of the taxpayers will benefit.
Yeah, but the Democrats have been vehemently against the Bush tax cuts. I thought that they were evil incarnate. Your leader, Nancy Pelosi, said this a few years ago.
My stance is that the Bush-era tax cuts contributed to the deficit, did not create any jobs, and that they should be repealed.
So I think isn't there a mixed message there?
Well, we all have different positions on taxes, and at least I know I do, and I've held some of these beliefs since my days in the state legislature. I'm not one who thinks we can tax our way out of a problem all the time. I'm reasonable enough to realize that the American people have a very serious distaste for high taxes. And we need to deal with the tax code in a fair system.
Here's host Bill Edwards and his thoughts. I think he thinks this is a move by the president that shows he really doesn't know anything about dealing with the economy.
Once again, the community organizer in chief is proving that he is absolutely clueless about the American free enterprise system, calling on Congress to extend the Bush tax cuts that are due to expire at the end of this year for families earning less than $250,000 a year. That seems to be the magic number with this crowd, while saying that he wants to let them end on schedule for those who make more. And the Democrats are going out of their way to tell us that they're only going to raise taxes on 2% of the people. They say 98% of us are going to get tax cuts. If you believe that, I have an old bridge here I'd like to sell you. Here's the dirty little secret. The 2% of the people that are getting their taxes raised are the ones who create the most jobs in this country. And this idiot and his confederates don't seem to understand that. Or they do, and they are purposely doing this to destroy America. They keep telling us that this is not only going to help the small businesses, but it's going to help the smaller of the small businesses by giving them more tax breaks. No, it won't. These businesses do not want tax breaks to hire more people. They want more customers so that they can hire more people. A tax break may be somewhere in the range of $5,000 to $10,000. It costs businesses tens of thousands of dollars to hire someone. So a $5,000 tax cut is not exactly, shall we say, going to send a tingle up their legs. His Majesty says that the November election would determine what would happen with the tax cuts for those wealthiest households, saying, my opponent is going to fight to keep them in place, and I will fight to end them. The Republicans want all the tax cuts extended, and they should be extended permanently. But White House spokeskid Jay Carney says that Obamedout won't sign legislation that does that. So Republicans immediately rejected Obama's proposal, with a spokesperson for a presumptive GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney slamming it as, quote, a massive tax increase. That's exactly what it is, and saying it proves that Obama, quote, doesn't have a clue how to get America working again and help the middle class. What it also proves is that he is a communist.
Here are some talk radio folks who are listening carefully and want to react to the president's proposal.
I guess my basic comment is that I would be in favor of raising taxes on everybody if it went to reducing the debt. But we all know it won't. You give Washington $1 in new revenue, they will spend $2. I remember when the banks started paying back the TARP money, and Barney Franks was interviewed and said, can we use it to reduce the debt? He said, no, we have other unmet needs that we have to handle. Raising taxes isn't going to get rid of the debt.
You know, 50% of the people pay no federal taxes in this country, yet they just passed a bill called Obamacare. They talked to their senators or representatives and got this stupid bill passed, and now they don't want to pay for it. And they want these tax cuts extended for the lower class, for the people who don't pay any taxes, of course, and to keep them from being paying taxes, and to be placed on the high-income people. Well, every time I get a new product or a new program being offered, it's always tax-free, it's tax-free. You just would not have the money. And to allow this to keep going and to keep being festered by just passing bills like Obamacare, and then the people not paying taxes and acting as though some boogeyman was going to pay it, is so ridiculous and so bad for our children's children. And we're passing the buck. It's like we're sick and we won't understand this or grab the concept that we all have to pay taxes if we're going to want these extra programs. They're just not going to be funded by borrowing money from the Chinese endlessly. This is just blows your mind how we're doing it to ourselves. We keep voting for the people who are going to, like Obama, to tell us we can have everything we want, and some magical person is out there just not being taxed enough. And if everything he does and proposes, like daycare for children, they'll turn around and say, tax the rich. There's not that much money to get out there. And if half the people aren't paying, and if they just paid $500 a year, $1,000 a year, and there's a little bit of this earned income credit stuff, if they even get money back, then maybe we could have a chance at fiscal sanity.
I just don't see how we can get out of this mess by, you know, just everybody having to pay their fair share. We got into this mess by these wars and all these tax breaks earlier, and I'm sitting back going like, well, someday we're going to have to pay for this. And we're here now. We have to pay. We're in trouble, and we have to pay this. There's no getting out of it. I would just eliminate the tax breaks for everyone. It's time for everybody to buckle down, go to work, and pay these bills off. The country's in trouble.
There are a lot of people talking about a lot of things that don't really matter to the American people, as they say it does. And I think one way that we can fix all this is to have people pay their fair share. We could start with Congress. I would like to pay the same amount of taxes that Mitt Romney pays. And I would like to see Congress's salaries cut to help defray the expenses in this country. Congress people should not have a career. They should run for office and leave, and we should no longer pay for their salaries. We should no longer pay for Secret Service. We shouldn't pay the Supreme Court justices for the rest of their life. We shouldn't pay expenses to Congress for the rest of their lives. That would save a lot of money, and I think it would fix the economy.
So that leaves us with number one, and that's the presidential race here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That is up next as we continue.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one on the countdown, presidential race. Host Dom Giordano talks to Lou Dobbs about all the conversation. Mitt Romney, offshore finances. Is this of interest and importance?
Why would someone outsource? We know about the tax consequence, but what else is gained by offshoring?
Well, there is actually all sorts of benefits from being off. What you call offshoring is putting your money and investing money that you know, you're seeking a return. In every instance, capital is looking for a friendly home, and you know, there's absolutely. I love some of the reporting, Dom, on this. It's even the defenders of Governor Romney say, well, you know, he's done nothing against the law. My Lord, you know, I mean, would you say that to someone driving to work? Well, they didn't violate the speed limit. Well, it's a crazy construction. It's for any citizen's right to do this. I don't know what his personal motives were, but I do know they're lawful. Their business appropriate, and what is the problem?
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you one more time, though. We know about the possible for capital to find a friendly home. Could you, for mass audience and guys like me, is it diversifying? What else do you gain in general, not just Mitt Romney, by being so-called offshore?
Well, when you have as much money as Mitt Romney does, you want to, as you say, be diversified, but you want the money to be secure wherever it is. And that money has been in those accounts and in those investments for some time. And by the way, as you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been running around clucking about all of this. Turns out she's been investing in foreign companies, European and Swiss companies, herself. You know, I'd laugh harder if I thought that the Democrats in their campaign to this point and this president, you know, they want to pose as the great protector of those who are the least educated, the least skilled, and those in the greatest need in our society. Well, I am watching as a campaign, frankly, that it looks to me like it's directed at preying on their lack of understanding, their lack of education, and I think it is horrible what they're doing. It is demagoguery. It is pure, nasty, brutish Chicago politics at its worst.
Here's host Michael Berry talking about Mitt Romney's appearance at the NAACP convention this week.
So let's get to this little game that's being played.
where Romney has to delicately go before this group, accept his lashes, and move on without appearing to be afraid of the black people who everybody knew was going to boo him. So he gives his speech. And in the middle of his speech, he knows he's being watched because he's a terrible panderer. Romney has a problem. The problem that fabulously rich people have when they get around common people, that they feel they need to dumb it down, and it's like they're playing a role. Just be yourself. We know you have more money than us. We're comfortable with that. Don't try to pander to us that you had cheesy grits this morning like you do it every day. So there was Romney with one of those sister soldier moments. And if you don't remember, in 92, Bill Clinton, while running for president, laid into sister soldier, and the media thought, oh my goodness, this guy is the darling of all blacks, and he has called out sister soldier. And what it did, it made Bill Clinton look like what he's not. It made him look resolute and principled. It made him look like a guy who will tell it like it is, damn the consequences. But we know Bill Clinton is exactly the opposite. It was a calculated move, and it worked. Well, for Romney, he had to go in there and say what needed to be said without unnecessarily or unduly. It was a very calculated, careful maneuver. And if you notice, it's, I think, 14 seconds of booing. He doesn't try, as a candidate who's not prepared, he doesn't try to say, now, wait. He simply stops and lets the boos sink in, and it is a powerful silence on his part, because you hear all of these black races hooting and booing, and, as they might say, disrespecting a man who has simply stated a policy position.
So the most talked about topic this week, presidential race, let's go through them again. To recap and to cap off the hour, number 10, Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. The Tom Cady divorce is number 9. Jesse Jackson and his problems with various drugs, number 8. Syria is number 7. Summer Olympics, number 6. Voter ID law is number 5. The Penn State scandal is 4. The House vote to repeal affordable health, number 3. President's tax cut extension, that's number 4. Tax cut extension number 2, and the 2012 presidential race number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.